Hey, dancing in the streets, man. You know, it's going to be a summer day out there today. It's going to be up in the 80s and the humidity's in the 60s. It's going to feel like summer as we come into the Easter weekend.
It's going to feel like summer in maybe Reykjavik or something, because as I recall, summer here is like 100 and 80% humidity.
We're still in the middle of April.
You're still these.
Still in the middle of April.
Fake news. It's not summer.
Tom, I was fake news before fake news was hip.
Well, you sure were. I think they probably learned those bots.
I set the trend.
Those bots that they have, they were, you know.
Yeah, the bots we used to have.
Hey, let's
the old station.
Let's talk about.
This is the O.B. Clark segment, by the way, Tom. And here's your host, Mr. Tom Schwartz.
Thank you, Edmundo. Let's talk a little bit about our team. I screwed up. I forgot to contact Jeremy. Because our team, Russell, is doing quite well, aren't they?
St. Louis FC, they had two away wins in was it Pittsburgh and the Cleveland. Yeah, two away wins, so they're sitting with 10 points on the top of the table.
You got to think, away wins are rough in this league.
Magic.
Yeah, in this league in particular, because the travel, it's not like you're hopping on the jet plane.
No, they're not on the jet plane. And tonight, they're playing in front of a big crowd.
And our guy that we interviewed last week, our favorite player ever, is a natural-born scorer, obviously, Ted. Now, I did not – did you watch that documentary that Christian was talking about last week?
I did. It's basically interviews a bunch of strikers, and they describe why they love scoring goals and basically the fact that they don't care about much else.
So
don't hide the fact that their agents let them know that if you score goals, the money will come.
Yeah, I mean, it amazes me that that's just not a fundamental understanding that the only way you win is to put that ball in the net. Did you see, did we discuss this? Or I don't know. Did you see Manchester United's game this week?
Yeah, against Anderlecht.
Okay,
yeah.
The goal that, what's the Armenian kid's name?
Stanku?
No.
Mkhitaryan.
Mkhitaryan. Someone took a shot. I can't remember. The goalie saved it. The ball, through replay, you could see, had a really incredible spin on it. Now, how many times have you seen a guy right in front of the net put that over the net? Well, he was smart enough to take his instinct. He's a goal scorer. His instinct was not to blast the ball, but to kind of caress it, to use the spin to put the ball back into the net from a really difficult angle. Mm-hmm. And it just not everybody has that intuition, I don't think. Very few people, and that's why they make the money. Hey, Ted, when's the NBA playoffs start?
They start today, full slate, starting at 2 p.m., and there's a bunch of games tomorrow as well. There's some intriguing first-round matchups. It's a bit of a game-changer, the fact that everything's seven games now.
Really? The first round is seven?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's got to favor the obviously, the stronger teams with the deeper benches.
It should. But you know what? There's some matchups that are definitely not. The Warriors are going to advance. I don't have any doubt that the Cavs and the Celtics will advance. But there's some of those. I guess it would be three versus six matchups that are not cut and dry.
What's his name? Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Set the record.
Yes.
Now, did
incredible fashion.
He hit the last shot of the game or something?
He did, and it was like 3 seconds. They were looking to get him in the ball inbounds. They couldn't. They got it into the big guy. What's our big guy's name? Russell.
Oh, the New Zealand guy.
Yeah.
The Kiwi.
Stephen Adams.
Yeah, they got it into Adams. Adams handed off. He had like a 40-footer. He shoots those like he's just shooting.
He's really strong. If
he
you
is.
Look at him, he is I noticed that in the NCAAs this year. I don't know if you noticed that, Edmundo, about the body type on basketball players,
right,
particularly in the NBA. It's a different. It's like a linebacker instead of a wide receiver. Now.
I've heard several people say recently, there's really not been a player like Westbrook.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Well, I saw an interview with
his athletic ability and skill combined. He's incredible, and some people think he's a ball hog. But you know what? Durant left, and he's put that team on his back.
Oh, no, he's a phenomenal player, and he's so strong, you know, to take that. Who did I see? Oscar Robertson was on some news. Did you see him? And he still looks great. Got it. I love to see the legends of the game. You know, they so rare that, I mean, I can't remember the last time I heard Oscar Robertson speak.
Sure.
You know, it's great. Okay, I think let's go to break now, and then we'll come back with one more. I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry. I'm just saying that because Drew's here. What's that place he's got? St. Louis Rotisserie?
St. Louis Rotisserie, where it's the wood that makes it good.
Does it?
Yeah. Of course, the skill of the people behind it.
And where is that?
It's at, tell us again, Drew, where are you at? You're on Olive?
It's right there at 13029 Olive Boulevard.
At Fifi. Fifi, come on.
Olive at Fifi.
Olive and Fifi.
Just a smidgen west of 270 on Olive. We'll be right back after this. Sounds like Four Tops taking us out here with some classic Motown.
You picked the music. You would think you would know.
I did not pick this.
Oh.
I didn't pick this.
Oh, we ran out of songs.
We ran out of songs. I will tell you a story sometime about the only person to sing lead for this group and the Temptations.
Tell us when we come back.
If you ask me nice. We'll be right back after this break. Don't go anywhere. For a man to pay. Then we